This is episode number 24, 27 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 24th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You don't need a coupon for anything off to listen to the Who Cares
News. Oh, no. Yeah.
We're
free.
It
comes to you for free. Yeah. As it should be, by God.
We're free, but no, we're not too easy.
No.
We're reasonably priced.
I haven't heard that about you, but
you probably shut up. You probably think Jennifer Lopez follows a strict diet to look good, right?
Oh, yeah. No, she can't look that good. I saw her in underwear on a commercial, TV commercial for some Italian lingerie. And the deal is that she's basking in the glory of her backyard, and a paparazzi is in her backyard.
Yeah.
So she sticks the dogs on him.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad they don't see the outcome. You just see the dogs taking off after. And she smiles. She smiles.
She smiles.
She wanders in with that booty back into the boudoir.
Yeah, why on earth does Ben Affleck ever have a bad look on his face?
I know, right?
He gets that.
I would have an absolute perpetual smile on my face.
With drool coming out of your
mouth.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Anyway, wow. So maybe instead of her just, you know, a strict diet to look this good, it might just be superhuman genetics.
Yeah, no.
That's what her hubby Ben Affleck thinks.
Oh, come on.
Because he says she eats anything she wants.
What? And then she goes and pukes.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
I know people who eat whatever they want and they still look good. It's like, I
don't know.
Because there's no justice in life, I'm telling
you. Well, there's part of that. But I mean, say she has like, I don't know, a half a pepperoni pizza. That puts a little extra oomph right there on the left cheek eventually.
So and she eats a couple pieces to get some to balance it out. A
couple of donuts to balance it out.
On the Drew Barrymore show Friday, Ben said, quote, "Let me tell you something that's going to upset you. She eats pizza, cookies, ice cream, everything. She works out, but I work out too. But I don't magically appear to be 20 years old. You know what I mean?"
Well, yeah, but he's...
Perfect skin, the whole thing. She's the most gorgeous woman in the world.
He's got the whole rehab years going for him. So, you know.
True. He's got those hard living years. Yeah.
Man, hard living. I don't think she has any hard living... doesn't sound like anyway, but she's flawless. And I mean, seriously. So, all right, I saw a lot of artificial intelligence stuff last week at the convention. It's everywhere.
Right.
I looked at that and I thought, there's no way in that television commercial she could be human. No way.
Oh, there's,
I mean,
yeah.
She's had kids, no stretch marks.
Yep.
She's had work. Oh, and she's probably had work done. I get that. But I mean,
I don't know.
I don't
know. I know people. I've met people.
I get it.
Where do people? It's like, you don't. I don't know how. And you swear they're about 32?
Yeah.
Nope, they're 49.
Oh, she's 51, I think, or 53, something like that. Yeah. She looks pretty
good
for 53.
And she does work out, and she works out hard.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I don't know. I've met people who said they can eat anything they want, but they got to run 5 miles a day on the treadmill to take care of that diet. So, you know.
Well, because I know your doctor.
You do know my doctor, who actually is one of those people, I would say.
Yeah, she's a tennis player, and she says she eats. She says she works out hard because she loves to eat.
Well, yeah, I get it. And then, of course, Halle Berry, you know, she looks really good. But I don't know if she eats.
Well,
I'm not sure
if she eats.
I don't know. Haven't seen her eat, so I suppose she...
But you just know she
looks good.
I
saw her eat hot chicken wings one time on YouTube. I don't know if you spit them out or not.
You don't care.
I really don't care, by God.
You don't
God.
Care. Because she looks good.
She
you
looks
don't care. Because you're...
Hotter than the hot wings. Yeah, all right, I said it.
Move over, Kanye. Oh, Kimmy has a new singer to fangirl over.
Oh, my.
Kim was in Vegas on Saturday, and you were in Vegas on Saturday.
No, I was in Vegas last Saturday. I was home this Saturday.
Oh, that's true.
Last Saturday, Katy Perry was in Vegas. I didn't get to see her, but Kim's kids did, and she brought them up on stage.
She did?
She did, yeah.
Where was Kim?
I don't know. Probably, you know.
She's sitting in with a nanny?
I guess. I don't know.
Jeepers.
Anyway, she's had a pretty exciting week or so in Vegas. Wow.
So anyway, this is going to really hack off Yay.
Uh-huh.
She was in Vegas on Saturday to see 8-time Grammy winner Usher.
Oh, man, he's good.
And not only did she see Usher, he serenaded her at a park.
Wow.
At Park MGM's 5,200-seat venue Dolby Live.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So
and
Usher,
they probably captured it on Instagram.
Of course.
Of course they did.
Now, Usher was able to get up close and personal with Kimmy because she had ultimate on-stage experience, VIP seating, complete with dedicated cocktail service.
On-stage. Wow, they have that. I guess it would be one thing for them to say, and here's special guest star, the star of the Kardashians, Kim.
Uh-huh.
But no.
No. He serenaded her. They don't need to introduce her. She got a personalized serenading.
I wonder if he pulled his little mm-mm move, because I've seen his mm-mm move with a microphone stand. And I'm wondering if he did his mm-mm move with Kim.
I don't know.
Because she, you know, she might come away with a new boyfriend.
Well, she was third wheeling it with her pal on the payroll, hair artist Chris Appleton, and his fiance Lucas Gage.
Okay.
She
went with the glam
all
team.
All three of them were probably going, oh my God.
Yeah, she went with the glam team.
Yeah, okay, they recently returned from a romantic getaway to the Bahamas.
Who, her and the...
No,
and they Usher?
A little,
No. Who went to the Bahamas?
Her hair artist and his fiance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Her glam team went to the Bahamas. Kim was busy babysitting the kids with Katy Perry last week. She had no time to go to the Bahamas.
So she wrote on an Insta story, OMG, the Usher concert is fire.
It's fire.
Finally made it to see Usher, but my girls are mad they aren't here, so I just have to come back with them. ASAP,
Kim.
ASAP.
Wow.
Exclamation point.
Well, not if you don't want your girls there if Usher's like doing his thing to Mama on stage. No way.
You know what? They probably see her naked
all
the time.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not. They look who their dad is.
There's going to be.
God only knows what those girls
are seeing. There's going to be a time in these children's lives when they're going to look back on their parents and they're going to go like, OMG, I can't believe I'm from those people. I can't believe I'm from those people.
As they cash their allowance checks.
Well, there's that. No, they'll be doing more than cashing their allowance checks. They'll be cozying up to grand old Uncle Brian Seacrest to make them stars too, by God.
Yeah.
With our apologies to Katy Perry.
Uncle Ryan, if I do a sex tape by Mommy, can I be famous too?
And Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. We're back, damn it. Have a great day, and...
We're back, damn it. That's all the news you can care less about for today. Is that what I say?
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.